Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and tonight we have a new co-host. Woo! We have Marilyn Dyke. You know her, she's been here before.
Hi.
She's filling in for Tracy. So excited about that. And thank you so much, Marilyn, for offering and being willing. You didn't offer, you were willing. We asked you.
You kidding? It was my pleasure. Always my
Yeah.
pleasure. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're so much fun to have on here. Tracy, as you know, is doing her event in Egypt. And so, yeah, this is not on her mind right now.
No. She's a busy girl, but I'm sure she's having a blast, eh?
Oh, I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited for her because she has not been before. And so this is, I know what's there for her. So it'd be really
Yeah,
exciting.
wow. Cool. Yeah.
Yes, that's so cool. We have a special guest tonight. Tamara has also been here before, so here pretty soon, Tamara, you'll be a co-host. Tamara McGilvery, wonderful astrologist. And of course, we were telling you about we wanted to have her here. It's after the eclipse. I know that it's like we've been through it now, but now let's see what that has. What was that all about? Because there was probably some significance to it. I mean, and I was just beforehand, a lot of people were asking, what do you know about it? And there was all this fear around it. And I just wasn't getting that. It was like, but then I started hearing all that it's like a blank slate, all new opportunities, things like that. And that was really good. I'm glad those positive things were coming out. And then here, look, we're all still here. It's later in the week, we're still here, but I would love to hear what you have to say about the energies. Usually we'll do an energy update and everything. We'll just wrap it all into this subject because that is what was real. I mean, I was feeling odd things like the week before the eclipse, and I didn't even think about it being associated until somebody asked me. Maybe that was that. And I thought, oh my gosh, it never occurred to me. So if you could talk about that as well, and then maybe what we might still be feeling or whatever, just whatever's going on. Tamara,
Sure.
take it away.
You're on
For
the hot
sure.
seat. I'm on the hot seat. Well, hello, everyone. It's been, I think, like a year or something. It's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember when the lamp, but anyway, so yeah, we're all still here. We had an eclipse. We've had lots of stuff go on over the last little while. And one thing that I always want you to remember is that everything is cyclic. So, when people start getting all fearful, I want you to remember that this is something that actually eclipses happen twice a year. So they're like an overview as opposed to, and this eclipse, a solar eclipse, is actually a new moon. So it is, it's the moon and the sun come together, and that happens once a month, right? And then we have a full moon that happens once a month, and we have these eclipses, and it's this calculation, in the sky, how the sun and moon, come together in these points. And when those points get all nice and tight together, then all of a sudden we get these eclipses. So the sun, in this particular case, the moon went over the sun and we couldn't see the sun, and we were all excited about that. And it is an overview. And when it's a total eclipse, which we had here, now we have total eclipses all over the world, but in this particular one, we got to see it in North America. So that's why it was big for us. But, they happen other places too. So, So what
just
you're saying is
this one.
they're not as a big a deal as
Right.
people as that. Just an eclipse itself is not a huge deal.
Right. An eclipse is an eclipse. We have them all the time. But when it happens like right over you and you get to see it, it's really majestic, actually. And the other thing, Julia, you were saying is that you kind of felt it coming. You felt this little bit of strangeness before, and then we feel a little bit of strangeness after. And that's kind of like the energies are coming together, especially when they are applying to each other. They're coming towards each other. They're about to have this really intense conversation, and we can feel that. We feel that intensity of, oh, this is something that hasn't happened for a while.
And all of a sudden they come together and they have a story that they're bringing to us. And this one happened to go across the United States. And there was one about 4 years ago that happened as well. So that was another total eclipse.
Yeah, in
And it
2017,
hit a
I'm
bit
talking
of
about
a,
17. In 17, there was one that was not too far from here as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's not the first time we've had one. And yes, a lot of people do come up with this doom and gloom and oh my God, the world's going to fall apart. But really it's how we live it. How do we take that energy and do something? And Julia, you had some people say, oh, this is like a clean slate. It's something new. That's what a new moon is all about. But this is sort of a superpowered new moon because it's an eclipse. And it's something that we physically see, so we feel it physically in our body, especially if you were, along the eclipse. I had a very good friend that went on a pilgrimage to see the eclipse in the United States, and she said it was really strange because she felt so emotional, and everyone around her felt so emotional, so it brings up these emotions, it brings up this collective thought. It's not just a new moon going on. This is like collective. People all over the place are feeling this intensity. And it's kind of interesting, isn't it? It's a big black hole, right? And we've discovered black holes in our universe. So this is kind of another version of that, but it's a little closer to home, So what does that mean? It's like it's this new energy that we can kind of grab onto and see what we're going to do with it. Now, of course, with some people, it's hit something directly in their own blueprint. That chart that every, the blueprint that we come in with, the moment of our birth creates this this 2D on a piece of paper, this chart. And it charts our life. So some people will have closer parts of their personality be affected by that, and other people won't. So it'll depend on when you were born and what the degrees of your planets are, because we've got all these planets out there. It's not just the sun and the moon. There's Mercury, how we communicate and structure and how we action things and how we harmonize with things. So there's all these different parts of our persona that can get lit up from some big event like this, or even a smaller event. A solar return is when the sun returns to your place exactly when you were born. So the same degree as when you were born. So these are all cyclic. And that we want to take these moments and we want to kind of go up a notch. So we're at 2.0. This is something lesson we've learned, something we get to experience, something gets lit up in our persona, and we can become a better human being for that. That's the goal. That's why I do astrology, so that I can understand that and help people become their own 2.0, the better version of themselves. So yeah, the eclipse will last for 6 months. So yeah, like where a new moon is only a month, right? Every month we have a new moon and a new full moon. But an eclipse is a 6 month, we have 2 a year, so it's a 6 month overview of what may come down in on Earth. How it will enact. It was a eclipse in Aries, and Aries is very fiery, and very it's like it's on the front line. So it is jumping in with both feet. It's getting passionate about life, it an experience. Mars rules Aries, and Mars is the planet of action. It's the planet of jumping in there and, cowabunga out the plane and, the bungee cord and getting on the bike and doing physical activity. It's like having fun and passion with the physical body. So this eclipse was in Aries. So it's going to have that real Martian effect. It's going to be about actioning things and creating new experiences.
Okay, so you mean like for the next 6 months, starting then, for 6 months, that's the energy that's around this is action, jumping in, going. Yeah, moving
Yeah.
forward, trying new things. So, but it's an overview. So there's lots of layers. This is just one little event, and then, now we have another event coming up that's going to overlay that, and
What's
another event
another
that will
what
overlay
else?
that. Yeah, well, yeah, there's lots of
Can I
stuff
add
to talk
something,
about
Marilyn?
today.
Go ahead and jump in, Marilyn, whenever
Oh,
you.
well, it's just that hearing you talk, it sounded to me like this encapsulates the potential for really stepping into something new without the fear, because Aries don't have fear. They
That's
just
right.
don't know. They just go,
Yeah, one of the, I
and
remember the lines. I'm an Aries, I remember one of the lines they say, Aries go where angels fear to tread. They just go. And
Yes, yes.
look at
They just
it later
go.
going, what
Yeah, act first, think
do?
later, and it usually works out really
It
great,
usually
doesn't
works
it?
out. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the best way. So I'm wondering, like, is that going to be true for everyone? Sort of, how can I say that? Sort of like the theme. Everyone's going to do it a little bit differently, but that is the basic energetic theme that we are moving into. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely,
Cool.
Marilyn. And it is some people will feel the drive, that drive from Aries a little more than others. Depending on if it hit something in their chart, if it lit something up in their persona. And again, and I do like that idea that, we're moving forward without fear because it is Aries and it's about experience. All that Aries wants to do is experience life. And it's new, something new, a new event, a new exercise, a new way of moving forward. Yeah. And then of course the quality of the Mars in the night sky. It was actually a very intense Mars because it was sitting with Mars, of course, the planet of action, was sitting with the planet of structure. But they were sitting in a sign that is very non-structured. So it's like finding new ways to do things. So it's not maybe the way you thought you were going to jump out of the plane. Maybe you tripped and fell out the plane, but it was still that great experience. I don't know. It's like it's just coming up to and not so structured, not where you have to plan everything. It's about maybe being a little more spontaneous. And I like that idea of not having the fear because, the structure is there. You have to trust it. It's just kind of going in the moment. And a lot of us have trouble with spontaneity, I think. I know I have trouble with spontaneity. I like to plan things.
So, plan on being spontaneous, is that
Plan on being spontaneous. I like that. Yes. Plan on
Oh
being
man. Yeah, that's me.
plan on being
Plan
spontaneous.
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is coming on the heels of us experiencing this Pluto. I think everyone's heard that word, Pluto, the planet of transformation, of change. This Pluto is moving between two new signs now. So it was for the last 10 years or more, it was sitting in Capricorn. And that's a very structured way of being. It's very much a planner. It's an idea. And it's really doing things the old way was always the better way. Well, Pluto's coming in. He's been in there for, 10 or 12 years. He's been stirring the pot. He's been saying, no, we got to try new things. We've got to let go of some of that fear. We got to let go of some of those old ways. And he's been moving into this new sign, Aquarius, and he's just been dipping his toe in, trying it out, and we've been experiencing a little bit of that. We've got AI now. That's a whole new thing we're dealing with. And how are we going to, work that? And how are we going to use it so that we can be better human beings? Not that it's taking us over, but and that we're not taking it over, but we're living harmoniously together. with those ideas. And this eclipse will help that. The Saturn being a little more flexible, the Mars being a little more flexible in this time period also would help that. So, you know, there's always things in the night sky that's moving us forward. And Pluto, you know, we talk about transformation with Pluto, but really Pluto is about change. It's the caterpillar puts himself into the cocoon. He melts himself down. He becomes this soup of, you know, of genetics, possibilities, soup of possibilities. And he's not going to, his ego doesn't get in the way. He's not saying, oh, I need to be pink with purple dots, or I need to be green with yellow dots. He's like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to change into, but I know it's different than what I am now, and I know it's going to be better. And that trust, allowing that Pluto to create the change and us being very accepting of that and just going a little bit with the flow. Then, you know, you never know what the possibilities are going to be out the other end. So that's, I think, how we have to look at AI. It's how we have to look at the changes that are happening in the world, is that, you know, we can't control it with our ego. We need to allow it to be, but we need to be the best version of us coming to the table so that there isn't the fear. And there isn't the holding on to the old ways and not wanting to reinvent ourselves, because that's what's coming up, Marilyn. Marilyn was asking me about Jupiter Uranus, which is also something coming up. And Julia, I think it was the last time too. You know, we're in just starting a Mercury retrograde here on April the 1st. We had this Mercury retrograde, and all of a sudden, Julia's like, hey, you want to come on? Oh, yeah, because it's a Mercury retrograde. But it looks like our communications are doing fine today. But, you know, there's this redo that's happening. And of course, Mercury retrograde is cyclic as well. And it helps us look back. Go over things, you know, what needs to be filed away, what needs to be deleted in our inbox. You know, maybe our inbox is so full we can't receive any more messages. Well, you need to get in there and clean it out and, you know, redo. Also, those projects, especially projects around communication and writing and speaking and book writing and all those fun things, th then you can pull that old project off the shelf, dust it off. And maybe get back into that and see where you can take that again. So again, using these astrological moments to be a better version of you, to take that, you know, that old project and renew it and get reorganized. These are all redo words, and do something with it.
I love it. You were saying that there are other things coming. So is that this, or are there other things? I mean, it's like we have
Yeah, no, we
like
do.
this.
We have a really special on the 20th, April the 20th, we have a special conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus. And this happens about I'm going to say every 12 to 14 years, Uranus and Jupiter get together, but they get together in different signs. And this is one that they've been bouncing around, Jupiter and Uranus. Uranus has been in Taurus for quite a while, and Jupiter came in 2023. Let's see, do I have that exact date? Yeah, well, Jupiter moved into Taurus May of 2023. So it's been in there for almost a year. So we're coming up to a year. But what's happening is in the night sky, Uranus and Jupiter are coming together. They're having a conversation. They're going to exchange ideas. It's like, you know, they're meeting at a cafe and they're like, hey, I've got some really great ideas for you. You know, and Jupiter's like, yeah, I got some great ideas for you too. What are we going to do with this energy? This energy is really special. And I think for QHHT practitioners, it's super special because you're already dealing with that bridge between the seen and the unseen. You know, sort of those ideas of being able to tap into other timelines, other experiences that you've had, and that's Uranus. That's what Uranus is. Uranus is a bridge.
Okay.
So Uranus is the bridge, like in its archetype, it's a bridge. So it's a bridge between the seen and the unseen. And if you think of Uranus in the night sky, if you turn your head to the side and squint your eyes and you know exactly where to look, you actually can see Uranus in the night sky. So he is one of those planets. He's a little elusive. Sometimes you can't see him if the sky is too bright, or there's other stuff around him and or in front of him or whatever, and you can't see him. But you can see him. So he is the planet that really does bridge the unseen world with the seen world. So that's one of his jobs. He also likes to stir the pot. He does like to make you think about, do you really need this? He'll challenge, like, so even for society, if he's a rebel, a little bit of a rebel sometimes, hopefully not a rebel without a cause. We want him to have a cause, to have focus and to do good things. So he will look at something going on in the world and he'll be, well, maybe we need to make a change. And sometimes the change can be like a lightning bolt, boom, science. Sometimes it can be scientific, and it can be science. It can be astrology. Astrology is ruled by Uranus as well, because astrology bridges the seen and the unseen worlds. It takes these planets in our solar system, in our night sky, and it helps us embody that, understand the embodiment of that energy. So that's why Uranus rules astrology. He also rules leading edge high tech. So,
Oh,
yeah, AI. So
yeah.
at one point, computers would have been ruled by Uranus, but now Mercury rules computers because everybody has one in their home. So once something is no longer, leading edge and it becomes like an everyday thing, it moves to Mercury, which is sort of the lower mind. It's the working mind, Mercury is. Uranus is like the higher mind. It's the collective mind. Inventors tap into their Uranus in order to bring down those new ideas. So these are the things that Uranus likes to do. And of course, Jupiter is the planet of growth. It's a planet of opportunity. It's a planet of learning. Sometimes the wisdom is from outside coming in. A teacher can be a Jupiter experience, someone who is sharing knowledge with you, downloading knowledge to you. That can all be Jupiter, or just experience that brings wisdom. So, Mars gets you up out of your seat, you go experience something, and Jupiter makes sense of that, brings wisdom from that experience. So these two guys are getting together. So now we've got some interesting information coming, growth coming. AI is going to grow in leaps and bounds. We already know that. And this is the marker for that. So, astrologically, we look to make sense of our world, and this Uranus, Jupiter is how we make sense of that. It's the marker to tell us there's this huge growth that's coming. But guess what? It's in Taurus. Now, Taurus is one of the most practical signs we have. So it is
Practical,
about,
responsible.
yes. But it's and it's
Yeah.
practical. Like, it's not making AI for the sake of making AI. It's what can AI do for the physical world? How is it going to help us? That's
Yeah,
where our
it can be a
focus needs
tool.
to be.
That's how I see it. These are
Yes.
tools.
Yes.
How can
Yeah,
we
it's a
use
great.
them? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, also, I wonder if being in Taurus, if the Taurus is not going to dampen down some of the ex unexpectedness of the explosion of Uranus. So it'll kind of keep it on an even keel. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
Although with
exactly.
Jupiter there, it's going to.
It could expand instantaneously. Tomorrow we could wake up and AI could be curing illnesses that we never thought could be cured.
Yeah.
It can be used in that way. And of course, That is about, and it's a collective, Uranus is a collective planet. It's not, I mean, it is, we all carry Uranus within us personally, but it's also a very collective planet. So it's for the, are we going to focus towards collective good? That's the question.
So my other question or statement really is being in Taurus. Taurus is also about money, finances,
Values.
and
Values, Marilyn. What do we
okay.
value? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Value. Okay.
We just tend to put money in finance with value, but yeah, that's
it does come in that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because it doesn't always have to be about money, what we
Right.
value. But and then you're talking about AI, so I'm thinking, this is going to be really interesting to see how this conjunction affects our finances or what we value in life. Be
Yeah.
very interesting. Yeah.
Well, I think that there's an opportunity to really become authentic. Like there's, what do you value and how are you going to expand that in your life? That really is one of the more skilled ways of bringing that Uranus Jupiter in, how can I live the most authentic me? But you can't live that until you know what it is that you want to
Well,
experience.
and everything that I have heard about this eclipse that just happened is about letting go of what no longer serves you. So
Yeah.
can you, I mean, it's amazing. I can't wait. It's going to be a
Yeah.
really cool experience because you walk around, okay, well, we go about our day. We don't really realize half the time what is no longer serving us until it's really causing us trouble. And I see this as a way of becoming aware of what isn't serving us so that we can take the steps to let go of that and go into something new. Yeah. Very
Yeah.
exciting time, thank you. Wow.
Yeah, and when you think about sort of this little lineup that we've got, we've had the eclipse, which is like this marker of something new, of being able to create something new, kind of going in and grabbing chaos and bringing that out and going, okay, what am I going to do with this energy?
Yeah.
And then Mercury is like, okay, well, let's look back. And what do we need to cull through? What do we need to let go of? What do we need to reorganize in ourselves in order to do something with this energy? And then Jupiter Uranus comes along and it gives us the spark. But it's very tangible. It's not just ideas. It is really like living in the physical body and using the physical body for what it's really meant for. And living authentically, not living, not living on our phone as opposed to like, living in, and really that brings the sun into the picture, which is that eclipse, the sun moon. The moon is the planet of memories. So our moon is a repository for our emotional mind, and our emotional mind gathers memories. And it gathers memories and it files them away. And every night we actually go through this process of calling through everything that happened during the day. And does this need to be filed away or does it need to be released? Is this a memory? Is this an emotional memory that is going to serve me? Or is it one that I need to release and let go of right on the physical body? Otherwise, if we don't do that process, then that's when we start to hold on to these things that, begin to create issues. And that's what you guys do at QHHT as well, is you are helping people cull through those memories and, what do they mean and how can I release things? How can I gather tools that I didn't have before or that I've forgotten about. I put away in my memory bank and I need to pull back and bring them into this moment in time. And the sun is this moment in time. It is the conscious mind. So the sun, everything that it touches, our solar energy, because we are solar beings, even though we have a lunar side to ourselves, we're solar beings. And the solar being is living in this moment. You know, the sun is like living in the now. So you have these memories, you need these memories in order to make sense of the now. Because if you didn't, it would be confusing. Like, what does this mean? Why is this happening to me? Oh, this is because, you know, this memory that I had, or this experience that I had, or this emotion that I had, then I can make sense of it. And I can, you know, utilize this moment in time. So that eclipse also kind of focuses on that energy, on this blend of memory versus living in the moment. And isn't that really about living in the moment is, you know, that whole thing about being authentic. Because this is the only moment that matters. Mm-hmm. This is the one that matters. Yeah. And this is the only one that matters, even though we've had lots of experiences and lots of memories we can dig into and utilize, but it only matters if you can apply it to right now, because right. This is the only thing that really exists. The past doesn't really exist anymore, and the future isn't here.
It's not here.
This is the only thing that matters. So that eclipse can kind of bring that home as well. You know, having this sort of moment of, yeah. And even if, you know, even if you do think, oh, you know, what's going to happen during this eclipse? You know, could the world end? Well, if it ends, it ends.
It is.
You know,
exactly. Like, if it does, it does. You know,
it does. It does. You know, there's nothing to fear about that because it's going to happen to us all. You know, so I mean, it's really utilizing that energy to our best ability. And that's what I love about astrology, because it kind of gives us a little bit of an insight. And it allows us to look at skilled and unskilled energy. So am I being skilled in this moment? Or am I being unskilled in this moment? And why am I being unskilled? You know, how can I become skilled? Is there something I need to do? And the other thing about Taurus, Marilyn, that you know well, is that Venus rules Taurus, the planet of peace and harmony. And, you know, for the ancients, the only thing that mattered was understanding harmonious living. Because harmonious living means that you're living in harmony with the plants, mm-hmm. with each other, with the earth, with, you know, with the animals. Like, that is what harmonious living is all about, is about, you know, this reciprocal relationship that we have. And yes, it can be monetary, because, you know, the very dense level of crystal and energy is money. You know, the densest level of energy is money, is you know, tangible things in the tangible world. So Venus is about that as well, but she's also about finding the harmony in that, because that's reciprocal. If you try to hold on to your money and not use it, then it just becomes stagnant and useless. You know, it holds you back. But if it's reciprocal, that's what money is really meant to be. You give it out and you get it, and you give it out and you get it, and you give it out and you get it. And then there's this harmonious reciprocal relationship that happens with Venus. And Venus is the ruler. She's the one who is looking at, and she's like a landlord for Taurus. So Venus is like the landlord. She owns the land of Taurus. And she's the one looking at Jupiter and Uranus and, you know, giving them as much energy as she can so that they can, you know, do the things that they want to do in Taurus.
And she wants them to do it in harmony.
Peace she wants them to do it in harmony and peace. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and have prosperity for all, you know, money for all, not just one or two.
And that they will stay in that. Do you say for like 10 years or something that, well, it's conjunction for right now. So they're, how long will they be communicating? Maybe that's my question.
Yeah. Well, they, actually, Jupiter moves out of Taurus. Let me see, May 25th.
Oh, so not much longer.
No. And it's a very brief exchange. They've been in Taurus, like Jupiter's been in Taurus for almost a year. So he's been fooling around in Taurus. So if anybody's got stuff in Taurus, then Jupiter has been ex doing some expanding in their life. Or even you can have planets in other areas, and he's having a conversation depending on the degree of the planets and sort of like the technical aspect of astrology. But he's been fooling around there for a year because he spends about a year in each sign. But Uranus has been there for much longer. And Uranus will be there. I think it's 2025. Uranus will be in Taurus that long. So Uranus is still plugging along, trying to bring some tangibility to the inventions and things that are going on. So we really want Uranus to stay there as long as he can,
I was just
because I
going to
think
say that's a good thing.
he's
Yeah,
grounding it.
he needs to
Yeah,
stay there for a while.
he's grounding things. And then Jupiter moves into Gemini, and he'll be there for around a year, and then so on and so forth. So the planet, that's why I say everything is cyclic, because the planets move through the zodiac on this regular integral, and they expand the areas in those in the signs that they're in. They utilize the tools that those signs give. The tools that Taurus gives are it's earth, it's fixed energy. So it is it wants to get the job done. That's what fixed energy is. And it's earthy, and it's a receptive sign. So it's receiving information before it acts on that information and does something with it. All the signs have different tools they bring to the game. So that's going on with those guys. And Jupiter actually moved into Taurus May of 2023. We had this huge lineup of planets in Taurus, and it was like super grounded. And you can look back and see how things were for you when that happened, and then you'll see as Jupiter moves out of Taurus, what he's going to bring in the next round when he's in Gemini. So it's all super, cyclic, and never fear these things coming in, because the moon moves around the whole chart, every zodiac sign every month. So the moon is whipping around, giving you these little mini experiences. And that's the moon where I said, she's gathering memories. She's working the emotional mind. She's deciding what you need to hold on to in order to make sense of your world. Patterns and habits come from the moon. And you can, it's a very quick energy. It's moving around. The sun takes a whole year to go around the chart. So that's with the solar return. The sun returns to that spot every year, and that's your birthday. So it takes a whole year. And then some planets, like Jupiter, takes 12 years to go around a chart. Saturn takes around 30, 20
Oh
some
my
odd,
goodness.
29 years. So it's just this really great cyclic thing that we can use to better understand how we're acting in the world. It's not really they're doing something to us. They're lighting up something within us. And then we are acting on that information and doing something with it.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's very unconscious how we react with this, because I'm thinking just about every client that comes, I have one question for them. What were you doing about 28 to 30 years? And it's like every time they make total changes in their life in some way, eh? And it can be, it could be the end of a relationship, but it can also be like a new beginning, like a new business, or a new career, or a baby, a new
When you
baby.
said 28, you mean like age when they turn 28, 30, somewhere in there?
28 to 30. Yeah. So it's really, it is so cool to see that in every person when you look back to just to that kind of because for people especially who have not really looked at astrology and don't really, don't know much about it, when they see that in their life, somebody points it out to them, it's like, okay, well, there's a new interest there, and maybe they'll pay more attention. And in the future, like with Tamara, you know, she's always kind of warned me, okay, well, this is going to happen here, and you might feel a little bit, you know, emotional or da-da-da, or might be to do with something or other. Just knowing that, even though it's 6 months down the road, just knowing that, I go through it, it's like a blip. It just, I don't know, something about, whereas if you don't know,
yeah,
and sometimes this comes out of nowhere, like a Mercury retrograde, you're just pulling your hair out. Yeah, if you don't know.
You're going, is it? Oh, it is. There we go.
I know. Now I just go, oh, yeah. Okay, so I'll cool it for a while. Won't do anything rash on the computer or anything. Yeah.
Back up your files, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, if you know Mercury retrograde is coming, back up your files. And use the time wisely. Like, okay, so it's a Mercury retrograde. All right, this is the time of the year when I go through all of my emails, or I go through all of my files, or I try to, you know, I try to make little neater piles of books as opposed to, you know, scattered everywhere. You know, you try to use the time wisely. That's the whole point.
And how long is it going to be in retrograde?
Let me see. Mercury moves direct April 25th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that explains a project I'm working on.
Uh-oh.
All about getting me more organized.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. 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 Because if it's a project that you've already been thinking about or working on, great. It's perfect time.
Yeah. It's shelves. I'm redoing my office here, and it's, you know, you have to make the stuff. And so it's taken me a while because it's shelves for the entire wall. And so, like on the weekends, I'm doing them. I'll get one done. So it's taken me a little bit. But that would be about when I started. I mean, I've been, a couple of weeks. That would be about right, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you feel the effect a little bit before. Okay. A couple of weeks ago, we're sitting in the living room, and all of a sudden we hear this crash, and it's like, what the heck? So my husband runs out front to see if something happened out on the road and whatnot. I kind of checked through the house, and I couldn't find anything. So I just thought, well, maybe the cat was downstairs or whatever, right? Well, later on, I walked into my bedroom, and Tamara knows my closet. I have so many clothes the pole that they sit in, it's like 35 years old, of course, the plastic, and all my clothes were down the floor. And I just thought, oh my God, talk about Mercury. So I got rid of bags and bags of clothes.
It's like, time to do it.
Perfect Mercury retrograde.
That's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it was hilarious I just laughed when I wasn't gonna worry about it. That's for sure. Anyway,
some of these astrological events, like the one that Marilyn's talking about, you know, at the age of 28 to 30, depending on each, it's usually around 29 and change. That the person is going to go through this shift, and they are looking at what they want to carry through to the next stage of their life. So do they want to buy a house? Are they, a job, you know, a baby, get married? Like, how are they going to take on responsibility in their life? Or are they going to take on responsibility? But then that happens again when you're 59 to 60. So you have that repeated.
So it's like, I can't think. I know what happened at 29-ish, right in there. And now, 59, 60. Okay, I have to think about that one.
Well,
so what it does is, it cycles through again. So whatever the theme was, it's going to repeat. Now, hopefully, Julia, by the time you hit it the second time, you've got some, you know, wisdom behind you, we'll say.
It's a blip. It's a blip.
Yeah.
What was that, Marilyn?
It's just a blip.
It's just a blip.
You know, hopefully, simple. Hopefully you've got some wisdom And so then the same theme will come up, but it will come up in a different way that, you've got all of this experience now. And anything that you didn't do or change when you were in your 29th year, it's going to come up. And if you haven't been doing the things that you should be doing, sometimes that planet likes to pull the rug out from under you and just say, hey, I'm going to give you a shake because I want you to, to really focus on this part of your life. But it's a completely different feeling because you have all of this experience and wisdom. So you can attack the problem from a completely different level.
Okay, that's going to take some analysis. I've got
Yeah,
to put
everybody
myself
should be
through it.
doing that analysis. Everyone
Yeah.
needs to think
Yeah.
about that. Yeah.
Yeah, because you find that a lot of people, especially at in the six, well, even yeah, the 30-year-old one, but at the 60, well, then you're starting to think about retirement. So then you start making plans for your retirement and moving forward in that. So it's a more natural progression, I feel. The one at 30 can be quite powerful for people because it's going to take more effort. They're going to have to make a really huge change a lot of times. And just what I saw with my kids,
Yeah.
but it kind of flows naturally. It was really cool. My son found a career finally, and my daughter got married, like just out of the blue. But it all flowed. It was major changes for them. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have to really make sure it's the right time, but I think I know what the repeating pattern is. It's not retirement. But it's interesting.
Yeah, it is, and it's good to have that, that in the back of your mind so that you can make sense of, how things are playing out now. Anyway, I'll stop talking.
Yeah, I might have to talk more later.
Yeah, it's good to think about those things, and then you're prepared, and you say to yourself, is there like at this the one when you're heading into your 59, 60, what baggage do you want to carry with you? What can you let go
I
of?
mean, that's exactly what it was just.
Yeah.
That was what happened, and that's what happened in the
Yeah.
one. I'm like,
There you
oh
go.
my gosh. And yeah, it's like, yeah, what it, this is, it's not working. It was more, it's not working. I don't like this. I mean, that
A lot
kind
of
of.
people.
And for some people, it can be not necessarily that they're going to retire, but they may almost take on a new career. It's like, okay, well, I've done that because I needed to feed my kids and pay my mortgage and, do this. But now I've got the opportunity to maybe be what I want to be, do what I want to do, have the career that I couldn't have because I don't really need as much money. So therefore, I can, not that you can't make money at a second career, but maybe it's going to be a different way. Maybe there's a slower build to it.
Or it's a career for different reasons. It's not like you're saying one time, maybe I need X amount of money or whatever. Now I can do what I love to do or I want to do or something. It's a different thing. Like you said, not that you won't make money at it. It's a different value system with it.
And maybe you want to be a little more artsy. Maybe you want to paint, or maybe you want to write, or maybe you want to do QHHT full time. And this is your opportunity to do that because, of helping people. Maybe, it's always been your passion to help people. And, you guys provide this incredible tool for people to be able to do that. So now they go, okay, well, I can get my training. I can, get all the things I need to do to be responsible as I move into this second career. Yeah.
And we see that happen a lot, where people where they're coming in, okay, this is now I want to do what I want to do. I want to do something that I feel good about and I'm helping people. And it's just a whole shift in the life.
And giving back, giving back.
Yes.
So yeah, and Saturn right now, the planet that is in charge of all that, is in this almost a boundless state. So even though he's about having good boundaries and he's about responsibility and organization, that's what his job is, but he has this a little more free flow. So now is a really good time to make those plans for people who are looking at, changing into a different career, and they still want to be able to make money, still want to have an income. Maybe it's a different kind of income. And, he's pretty flexible right now. So that gives people opportunity to kind of play with that.
Good to know. Yeah.
It is, yes.
Yeah. It took me, but Tauruses, we move slowly. Took me 2 years to finally move forward on my Saturn, my second Saturn return. Yeah. When I think back to what you were saying, yeah, 2 years, and I'm like, I should have done this 2 years ago. That's when I quit my job and QHHT full time. Yeah. Duh. No. Thick skull. Yeah.
I think there are probably other things playing in there too, but that makes sense. Is that's what's up there going, hey, you can do this, but then it took you a little
Yeah.
bit.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And what was the kicker? What finally made me decide? Just one day I woke up and, I
I
want
can
to
do
do this.
this.
Yeah.
What am I doing? I could
And
have done this a long time ago.
it just flowed. So, timing was right.
I think that there's a little bit of a fear factor there too. It's letting go of the fear of, well, if I do this, what if I fail? I had this really safe job that I hated, but at least I knew that, X number of dollars was going to come in. Now I've got to kind of be a little more loosey goosey on the money and say, but once you step into it, then you realize that that little bit that you were making is nothing compared to, the universe, that reciprocal flow. The universe is like, oh, okay, she's ready to take on more, to make more money, to not be limited in this, hourly 9 to 5 job. Now you can, sort of take on this more free flowing aspect of making money creative, with a little bit of the arts in it and the studies that go with that, understanding different cultures and all of these things that you guys explore with your clients, having a little more time to work in that area of life, which is, I think, well, of course, that's my favorite area of life is.
Exactly. I mean, it's not the routine job at all.
Yeah, exactly. Something new every time and exploring new areas, exploring new things, having to have an open mind. So constantly clearing, your own self and living that 2.0. You have to, take yourself to a skilled observer. You can no longer be, caught up in the emotion of it. You have to learn that observer end of it. So you really have to kick it up a notch. And there's no better way than to do that by watching the planets and how they move around, your own self and spark things and help you grow. This Uranus, Jupiter coming up can be some incredible great growth for people. So, taking that as an opportunity as opposed to sort of that fear of, oh, lightning just struck. I'm a Uranus fan. Uranus is very strong in my chart, and I have an affinity for that lightning strike. I'm like, when's the next lightning strike? I want it. Although in the moment, sometimes it's a little scary, but
I'm watching the time, and I
Oh,
think
yes.
we're at our time. They haven't given us I think, but we do have a different producer tonight, so it might be he's just expecting us to know when to. Yep, there we go.
2 minutes left.
Okay. all right.
Wow.
So, Tamara, how can people find you if they would like to? Do you work with people or do charts or, you know?
I do. I still do that. Yes. Navigatingthestars.ca. Navigatingthestars.ca. I also astro@tamara.ca. That's a pretty easy one if you want to get a hold of me and ask about astrology. I teach classes at Kepler College. So you can always, they've got beginner classes for people who have never studied astrology, or, you know, if you've studied a little bit and you want to see where you're at, they've got all kinds of fabulous teachers and classes. So you can see me there too.
I highly
and thanks
recommend
so much
it.
For having me. What's
yeah,
that, Marilyn?
Thank you.
I was going to say, I highly recommend, you know, even if you just want to take a beginner's class, because you really get to know yourself.
Self-exploration. Yeah,
cool.
So great.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
But I've had a blast. It's always so much fun. We have to do this more often as opposed to
absolutely.
Once a year.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Marilyn, how can people find you?
They can find me at marilyndyke.com. So, and D-Y-K-E is the last name. My new website I'm not going to give my email address because it's just too long. Just
go
to Marilyn Dyke.
official.com to the level 3 page, you will find Marilyn.
You will find me. That's the easiest way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So wonderful. And if this resonates with you, all of this, I think QHHTofficial.com is where we have QHHT, the course, and all the information there. And Tamara, it has been fantastic having you. We loved it, loved it, loved it. And Marilyn, thank you so much for being here. It's been wonderful.
It was easy. It was fun. Yeah. I always like to start with
fun. So, anyway, love you all. And we won't be here next week, but we will be the one after that. So okay. We'll see you then.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.